I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
My next guest is Rod Hampton's best friend. He's my little buddy, co-host to Jason and John, Cookie's ex. Now he's with Sam. It's John Martin making the big interview.
Award-winning writers, athletes, coaches, the biggest names in sports. It's the Gary Parrish Show Big Interview. Presented by Ruth's Chris Steakhouse in Memphis. Now on 92.9 FM, ESPN.
John Martin, it's your pal Gary. How you doing?
What up, GP?
Nothing's up. So you were talking to Rod Hampton earlier today, like you do every day. And he told you that Boogie Ellis, who got his release from Duke today, and by the way, I should, just in case people are operating on a very surface level, Boogie Ellis is not like a player at Duke who got his release, so he's going to have to sit out a year. He's a prospect who had committed, signed a letter of intent with Duke, but Duke's going to let him go, no problem. So he'll be ready, eligible to play next season somewhere. And some people, including Jerry Meyer at 24/7 Sports, think that place is going to be the University of Memphis. Rod Hampton said Boogie can, and R.J. Hampton, the five-star combo guard who reclassified this week, he says that's a strong possibility at Memphis. They can definitely play together. I agree with all of that. I think it's a strong possibility. I think they can play together. Do you think, and be honest with me here, is Rod Hampton telling you that because it's gospel, or he's telling you that because you're a Memphis guy and he knows that's what you should probably say in Memphis?
Yeah, no, it's interesting. And I totally considered that. I called him about 45 minutes ago because, you know, frankly, on the show today, my sense, without really having done any reporting on it, was that it was kind of maybe one or the other. That was my read. And you know, without having talked to anybody involved in the process, that was just my read because, you know, they're both guys who, you know, want to be on the ball. But I thought it would be good to just get, you know, Rod's side and the Hampton family side. So I called him and, you know, before I could even, like, ask the question, he cut me off. And he goes, Boogie and RJ in the same backcourt? He said, ooh, like that's, I'm being honest, like that's what he did. He like, and then he said, ish. And he was like he was audibly excited. Like, this is just me talking to him. We're not even on the radio or anything. And I said, so this isn't a situation where if Boogie commits, you know, you guys are going to stop considering Memphis. He said, absolutely not. He said, you know, he felt like Boogie is actually is best served off the ball as a, you know, as an off ball scorer. He says he doesn't feel like you're going to get the most out of Boogie or the best Boogie if he's on the ball the entire time. That was Rod Hampton's opinion. So I think clearly his view of it is RJ is going to be the point guard and Boogie's going to be the scorer at the two. And certainly that wouldn't be crazy. You know, Mike Conley plays off the ball all the time for the Grizzlies, you know, and he's a smaller guy. So you can definitely see it in him. So if that can happen in the NBA, it will certainly happen in college. So I think that's kind of the way that Rod sees it sort of coming together.
No, well, listen, the only thing that's been made clear by the Hampton family is we want, and you correct me if I'm wrong, but it's we want the ball in our hands from day one all the time.
Yep.
They don't want to play off the ball. They don't want to share point guard responsibilities. I'm assuming that is why Duke was eliminated, because I don't care what Mike Krzyzewski was going to tell the Hampton family. The truth is when that season started, Trey Jones was going to be the point guard on that team. And
correct.
So if you want R.J. Hampton, you have to be committed to him being your primary ball handler from day one. Otherwise, it's a non-starter. Penny is clearly comfortable with that. And I'll tell you, I haven't seen Boogie Ellis 50 times, but I've seen him 5 times. Most recently, I guess, last summer at Peach Jam. And I never thought he was a point guard. I thought he was an off-the-ball, amazing scorer slash shooter. And if you've got a 6'5 lead guard in R.J. Hampton and a 6'2 shooter like Boogie Ellis, that's fine with me. That works real well.
Yeah, and so it sounds good to Rod. Listen, somebody's getting affected. Like, somebody is getting impacted by all of this.
It's your little homie Tyler Harris.
Well, I mean, what about Lester Quiñones?
Well, okay, so this is what I was going to ask you. okay, they're not going to get all six of these guys.
Right.
And it's not because all six aren't interested. It's because one of their decisions will eliminate, will change the other's decision, or at least push them in a different direction. This is the way recruiting works. And so if you get Boogie Ellis, does that make Lester Quinones just go to Indiana?
Well,
and
okay.
If you can't get Lester Quinones, does that eliminate you for Precious Achiuwa? At which point, you have to go, I would rather have Lester Quinones and Precious Achiuwa than just Boogie Ellis.
Okay, so this is where it gets really, and again, it's a great problem because I'm pretty sure, you know, this time 2 years ago, we were talking about Connor Vanover. You know what I mean? So like, this is great. You know, but I think Boogie's coming. Like, I just think that's happening. Like, I wouldn't be surprised if it happens relatively soon. You know, so I think Boogie is coming to Memphis. So let's just account for that, right? Like, let's just account for Boogie coming to Memphis because I think that's ultimately what is going to happen.
All right, I'm going to update the top 25 and 1 right now then.
Say what?
I'm going to update the top 25 and 1 right now then with Boogie Ellis.
I mean, I think you have to. I mean, listen, you have to consider that. I don't know if it would change anything.
Okay, okay, you're putting Boogie Ellis on the Memphis roster.
I am.
What does that do to Lester Quinones?
I think you can get Boogie and Lester. I think you can get Boogie and Lester, and apparently now you can get Boogie and RJ. But you can't get Boogie, Lester, and RJ. So, I mean, I don't see any way with what you have on the – like, there's just no way that – like, that's too much.
Well, let me –
that's just too much.
Well, okay, so walk me through it. Because if you can get Boogie and RJ or you can get Lester and Boogie, I don't know why you couldn't get all three because RJ is you're going to be your primary ball handler. Really, to me, the ones that would scare each other off are the two guards that are going to be playing off the ball beside RJ. That would be Lester Quinones and Boogie Ellis. If they could do whatever they want, but if I were Boogie Ellis, I wouldn't want to go where Lester Quinones is going. And if I were Lester Quinones, I wouldn't want to go where Boogie Ellis is going.
Well, because you can play Boogie on the ball, though. Like, you can't – I'm not – you know, listen, maybe that's not where he's best served, but he can't do that.
I know, but then Rod Hampton's going to fire you.
Right. That's what I'm saying. So, like, that's the part of it. You know, you also have, you know, Tyler Harris is on the roster. You've got Damian Ball committed. You've got DJ Jeffries committed. You know, these are guys who are going to get wing or going to want wing minutes. I mean, Tyler Harris played 25 minutes a game last season. You know, so these are things that you have to keep in mind. Also, though, if you don't get Lester, right, I think you take your chances with Precious take a big blow.
Well, that's why I'm asking you. If John Martin, you're in charge of the program. I'm presenting options to you. You can pick it whatever you want. I say, listen, you can get Boogie Ellis tomorrow. No problem. Done.
Yes.
But then Lester Quinones is going to go. They've already got Tyler Harris. They've got Boogie Ellis. He's going to play off the ball because they're probably going to get RJ Hampton. I'm just going to go to Indiana. And when he goes to Indiana, Precious Achiuwa goes, all right, well, like, I wasn't really sold on Memphis to begin with. I was seriously considering it because, A, after I went there, I was like, okay, this is cool. And, B, you were going to go there. But now if you're not going to go there, I'm just going to go somewhere else. If I told you that you can have Boogie Ellis tomorrow, but it ensures you're done with Lester Quinones and Precious Achiuwa, do you take Boogie Ellis tomorrow?
I mean, I'll say this. I think Boogie and Lester can play together. I think Memphis will convince them that they can play together. But, you know, in this scenario, I mean, Precious Achiuwa is an NBA player.
Right.
You know? Like he is. And they have a need for a guy like that, right? They have a need for a guy like that on this team who's got that kind of motor. Lester's a great shooter. You know, then you can still add RJ later, right? Like, so I think you've come so far. You've come so far with Lester and Precious, and they've done such a good job of turning that into a reality that it would be hard for me at the last minute to say, to hell with it. Boogie isn't going to Duke anymore. But again, like, I think Boogie's coming. Like, I don't think he decommitted from, or, you know, got his release from Duke, like, wondering what he was going to do. You see what I'm saying? Like, I clearly, you know, there was an understanding or an idea that you know, Memphis was going – Duke came in late on Boogie. Right. And no, Memphis wasn't at the table when he, you know, announced his decision. But that means absolutely nothing. Just trust me when I tell you, Memphis was going to get Boogie Ellis before Duke came into the picture. And I think they're going to get him now. It's just a matter of, you know, ultimately when it happens. But, you know, this is it's a good problem, but it is a high wire act. And at some juncture and very soon, hard decisions are going to have to be made because you've got four scholarships. If you're lucky, you can get to five. But even then, that's just like somebody's going to get mad. It has the potential to be great and also blow up with little in between if you fill all five of those. So I think hard decisions are eventually and very soon going to have to be made.
Talking to John Martin. He's on Twitter at JohnMartin929. All right, let's try this. Penny is on record saying there's four scholarships. You are assuming, if not actually reporting, the fourth is going to be David Wingett transferring, correct?
Yes, Wingett, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, Wingett is expected. There's just no way. I'm sorry, boss.
Like, well, like I never understood at the end of the season when he was like, yeah, he's definitely coming back. I'm like, what do you mean coming? Why on earth would you come back to school? You are never going to play. Like, there's no. Never going to play. So, like, dude, it's just silly to come back to school. So, okay, four scholarships open. I gave you the list of six players. You can fill those four scholarships however you want.
Yeah.
Go for it.
Precious, Lester. Precious, Lester, RJ, and Trendon Watford.
Would Precious and Trendon go to the same school?
I think they can. I think they can. Do I think it's likely? I don't think it's likely. But I think they do enough different things that it could work in different rotations. Now, what that would mean for, you know, again, because you have so many guys who do the same things, right? Like you got DJ Jeffries there as well. But I do think, you know, this is just, you're giving me four scholarships. You're giving me the chance to, like, I'm taking my pick. Right. That's what I would do. Those are the four I would take.
And if you're Damian Ball and you're sitting here right now and you're watching them be portrayed as the leader for Lester Quinones, for now Boogie Ellis, are you reconsidering anything?
I mean, man, it's hard to see, you know, it's hard to see how he gets on the floor, right? Like, even if you're the biggest fan of Damian Ball, like, and I like him a lot, you know, he does bring things to the table. You know, can play point guard, can defend. You know, he guarded guys who were bigger than him on the AAU circuit, so he definitely brings that in terms of, you know, defensive mentality. But it is hard to see him getting on the floor with just everything they're bringing in. And, you know, it's just, it was different, right? Like, Memphis wasn't really thought to be involved that heavily when he committed with Precious and Lester, frankly. I mean, they were in there, but they weren't in there like this. And they certainly weren't on the table for Boogie anymore. And they certainly weren't on the table for RJ because at that time, you know, it wasn't clear that he was, you know, that he was reclassifying. So it's unlucky. But I will say this, you know, if he was open to redshirting, I think it would really serve him well because I think he could, you know, take a redshirt year. And then next season, you know, after most of these guys are going to be out of here, right? I mean, if they get RJ, he's going to the league. Precious is going to the league. You know, all these guys that they're bringing in, he could actually play a big role. So as long as he was open to, you know, as long as he was open to redshirting, which I don't know, I have no idea, but that would have to be a conversation had. Otherwise, it's going to get ugly.
I'm talking to the Cookies ex-boyfriend, John Martin, here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Adam Zagori, Rod Hampton, he just talks to everybody, it looks like. So Zags just tweeted that he talked to Rod Hampton, a lot of the same stuff you talked to Rod Hampton about. But he also said that RJ is probably going to enroll second summer term. So do you have any sense for when he actually will make a decision? I know they've been vague about it. What's your guess on when RJ Hampton announces where he's going to school?
Yeah, see, that's the whole problem. Like, that's the thing that's hanging over all of this is, like, I mean, you got Boogie who is ready to go, right? You got Boogie who is ready to go, and you got Lester who's already set an announcement date next Friday. Those guys are ready to make their decisions. And RJ, like you can try to leverage the situation.
You can't leverage it with him. He's too good.
That's what I'm – like, you can't – like, he's going to be like, all right, cool, like – y'all like, do you, like, and like, I'll go somewhere
like,
else.
Here's what you could do. You could actually go to Lester Quinones and say, hey, listen, we're about to take Boogie Ellis, but we'll take you. We got this thing's filling up. Like, it's time. You ready to go or not? You could actually do that with him. And maybe do that with Boogie. And certainly do that with Rajon Tucker. But with RJ Hampton, like, it's you can't you are working on his timetable, because what are you going to say if you don't commit, you know, now? Then we're just going to have to move on. No, you're not moving on. If I want to if I want to wait till August to announce I'm coming to Memphis, you'll take me in August. Like, you cannot leverage coaches do this all the time with comparable players. You know, the like two guys rated, you know, in the between 80 and 100. They'll say, hey, listen, we're offering both you guys. Whichever one wants to come, come on. The other one, we're moving on. And then somebody says, okay, well, I'm ready to go now. And then they go. But you can't do that with RJ Hampton. He'll just say, I don't believe you. You'll wait on me. I don't need to. You're telling me if I don't commit to you right now, you don't have a spot for me? I don't believe you. And he would be right, because they would have a spot with him until the very end.
No doubt. And if you tried, they'd be like, okay, I'll just, you know, consider somebody else. I'm sure, you know, a big-time school will come in and try to recruit me. So good luck. Best of luck. I mean, I wish you guys the best.
Yeah, right. Like, so, yeah. Okay, cool. I'll just go to Kentucky. No big deal.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, no problem. I'm sure North Carolina will call tomorrow.
Right.
So that's the peril of that. And that's why, like, let's just not get it twisted, man. Like, Memphis has invested so much time in Lester Quiñones. They've invested so much time in Precious Achiuwa. And, I mean, they just brought Precious Achiuwa in for a visit last week. Now, I suppose it is possible to get Precious without Lester. But, again, like, man, Lester has been the guy who's, like, he's been the thread. Like, he's sort of what's kept you in the hunt with Precious, because, you know, for the longest time it's felt like Lester was headed here. And then all of a sudden at the last minute you're going to cut him out. Like, that just, you know, that just feels wrong. And it just doesn't feel like something they would do. I just have a hard time believing with everything they sort of invested in that recruitment and that sort of partnership there. So, you know, I think it's, you know, it's complicated by the fact that RJ there is no timetable, you know. So let's just say, okay, like you do the drastic measure and you tell Lester, you know, we're taking Boogie and we want to see what happens with RJ. Okay, then he goes to Indiana, and let's say that in June, RJ makes his choice. And he announces for Texas Tech or Kansas. Well, then what happens? Then you look like crap. And so, you know, that's the sort of dangerous game that you're playing. It's obviously a good problem to have, right? But my whole thing is, you know, generally in these kinds of things, in these situations, bird in hand better than two in the bush. And I definitely think they got a bird in the hand with Lester Quiñones.
I mean, listen, the staff would be – first off, the staff's very aware of all of the stuff we're talking about, and I would assume because they're the staff, they've got a better sense for how these things are going to go down. But the perception, at the very least, has always been the only reason you're really in there, the way you're in there with Precious Achiuwa, is Lester Quiñones. And if I believed – and I don't know if this is true, but for the sake of the conversation, let's say that it is – if it is true that you cannot get Precious Achiuwa, or I shouldn't say can't, because you can, you're not going to get Precious Achiuwa unless you first add Lester Quiñones, then Lester Quiñones would be my priority right now.
I mean, exactly, because, I mean, Lester's also, like, he's a good player. Right. You know, he's not RJ Hampton, you know. He's not an NBA, like a surefire NBA player, but he's a top 60 kid. He's 6'5", can handle the ball, can shoot the pill off the ball, you know, can defend. You know, got good size, you know, so he's a really, I mean, you know, when Indiana's recruiting you and Maryland's recruiting you and LSU's, as you know, when LSU's recruiting, you know, so he's a good player. You know, it's not like he's just some, you know, trash throw-in, like, you know, the short end of a package deal. Like, he can play, and I would assume he'd have a chance to start from jump. So, you know, listen, if you have a recruiting class, a Boogie Ellis, Lester Quiñones, Precious Achiuwa, James Wiseman, DJ Jeffries, Malcolm, and Emma Ma, that is the number one recruiting class in America. And it could be number one if you substitute a couple names, right, RJ for somebody. But, you know, you take that. If you can guarantee the number one recruiting class in America, you take it, and you don't trifle with it. I don't think you test fate. I don't think Memphis has to gamble here. I think they're in a good spot. So that's what I would fall back on.
You heard it here first. According to John Martin, if you can get the number one recruiting class in America, you should do it.
Well, I'm just saying, like, it's a gamble to wait on RJ Hampton. Like, maybe the reward is a little bit higher.
Oh, here's what I do. I take any of these dudes that want to come right now, and if at the end of the day we got to open up another scholarship for RJ Hampton, we just open another scholarship for RJ Hampton.
That's true. That's exactly right. That is exactly right. So I think that's
because
that's
I don't think any of these guys scare off RJ Hampton. It's not like there's another 5-star point guard that you might take in the next week or two. Like you know, Boogie Ellis is a combo guard. You can play him off the ball. And so there's nobody that you can accept a commitment from in the next week or month or 2 months that's going to scare off RJ Hampton. So you take whoever wants to come, and if you've got to open a 6 scholarship for RJ Hampton in July, then you just figure out how to open a 6 scholarship for RJ Hampton in July. It's not an issue.
Yeah, exactly. So anyway, it's a fun time. It'd be the first time they ever finished with the number one recruiting class. I mean, a lot of people think that 2010 class was number one. It did not finish as the number one recruiting class. So this would definitely be history for Memphis, for sure.
That is John Martin. He'll be back in studio tomorrow at 11 a.m. He's the co-host of Jason and Sean. Jason and John covers Memphis for The Athletic. He's on Twitter at JohnMartin929. You tell Sam I said what's up.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.